USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
FedEx's cell phone policy being scrutinized after Thursday's deadly mass shooting. The company doesn't allow employees to have cell phones with them during work hours. That means those at the Indianapolis facility during the shooting couldn't call for help or to let family members know they were safe. Business Insider reports the company is considering changing the policy. Eight people killed in the shooting, five hurt. The gunman ID'd Friday is 19-year-old Brandon Hold. He's a former FedEx employee. Hold also killed in the shooting in an apparent suicide. Still no word on a motive. Meanwhile, there are calls for lawmakers to do something to prevent another mass shooting. President Joe Biden asked yesterday about what he's doing.
No one has worked harder to deal with the violence used by individuals using weapons than I have. I'm the only one ever to have passed an assault weapons ban. I'm the only one that ever got a 10-year ban on assault weapons and clips of more than 10 bullets.
Biden also says the level of gun violence is a national embarrassment. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Policy forms and availability vary by state.
The world nearing a grim COVID milestone. The New York Times reports the death toll worldwide soon to hit 3 million. The U.S. responsible for the most deaths, almost 565,000. Brazil second on the list. When it comes to death per 100,000 people, the U.S. ranks 16th. According to the Times, 12 countries still report zero deaths, among them Vatican City and Greenland. Dante writes, family members joining others who have lost loved ones to police shootings in Minnesota in recent years. A joint press conference held Friday with Wright's girlfriend, China Whitaker, and family members of Philando Castile and Jamar Clark, all calling for accountability and change. Meanwhile, Whitaker expressing gratitude for the support she has received since the 20-year-old Wright was shot to death Sunday by a Brooklyn Center police officer.
I just wanted to say thank you for all those people that are donating and sending me messages and all the love. I mean, it's really amazing. It's really a blessing.
Police officer Kim Potter charged with second-degree manslaughter for allegedly shooting Wright with what she thought was her taser. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing, it's not a disease of aging, neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book, It's All in Your Head, it goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com, that's usaradiohealth.com.
The Derek Chauvin trial coming to an end. Tim Burrick has more.
Closing arguments in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin begin Monday. The defense rested on Thursday, a month before the one-year anniversary of Floyd's death. Chauvin facing up to 15 years if convicted. Reacting to Chauvin not taking the stand in his own defense, ABC News legal analyst Dan Abrams tells ABC's Good Morning America.
I'll bet they discussed it a lot, but probably not a lot of debate. The problem for Derek Chauvin in taking the witness stand is he would have had to explain not just why he put his knee onto George Floyd, but why he had it there in minute 7. And minute 8, etc. And I think that there just weren't good enough answers for that to allow him to take the witness.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A somber day in Great Britain. Wendy King has more.
Britain is preparing for a big Saturday funeral for late Prince Philip at St. George's Chapel in Windsor Castle. It will feature the royal family and include a national minute of silence. Prince Philip passed away a week ago after spending weeks in the hospital. The service will be broadcast on television and streamed online. A ceremonial procession inside the grounds of Windsor Castle will begin right before the service. Queen Elizabeth says she will not take part in the procession. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.